Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Very happy to welcome in Grant Hill, former college and NBA great. He is here with the Allstate NABC Good Works team at the Final Four in the hub city of Indianapolis. And Grant, this time of year, I mean, especially with Duke involved, does it take you back like it was yesterday, or does it seem like it was 100 years ago for you?
It's probably a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for me, these last 2 weeks, broadcasting these games, really getting a peek behind the curtain, interacting with the coaches on all these teams, the players, it really does take you back. And although it does seem like a long time ago, it also seems like it was just yesterday. And being there in the building and just, you know, experiencing what March Madness is all about, reconnecting for me with March Madness, it just brought back, it conjured up a lot of great memories, a lot of great moments, and it was fun. You know, it's fun. And so, you know, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate that I grew up a fan of the tournament. I actually was fortunate to go to the tournament as a kid four or five times in the 80s, and then to play in the tournament and to now experience the tournament and the Final Four in this capacity in my new role. I'm very, very fortunate, and it's sacred. You know, to me, it's a sacred college basketball history. You know, it's one of those things that you will value and appreciate for these players for the rest of their lives, what they're about to embark upon here in the Final Four.
Of course, with Coach K still there, I'm sure that's one of the things that makes it seem rather recent. But, of course, you know, this time of year, we see the Leitner shot, the anniversary of that. Is there a moment for you that sticks out in the Final Four, like that one moment, whether it was, you know, cutting down the net or maybe just an innocuous free throw, just something that really sticks out as the forefront of your mind in the Final Four?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of moments for me. I think in 1991 against UNLV, mm-hmm. one of the things that we wanted to accomplish was right out the gate from the start. We wanted to come right at Vegas and send a message to them that, you know, this year is going to be different. And the jump ball, you know, you're there, it's like, I'm here at a Final Four. Like, I'm in just total disbelief. I'm excited. I'm going against UNLV, basically the same starting five that, you know, when I was sitting at my friend's house in high school watching the game the year before, and I was just in awe of how good they were. And so all these emotions and going through your mind, and off the jump ball, I kind of got a steal and went in for a layup. And, you know, just instantly, literally right off the jump ball, I was first person to score. I got a steal, they tipped it back, I stole it, went in for a layup. And it was like, okay, now, like, okay, that was easy. All right, let's play. You know, and it just kind of calmed me down as a freshman. And now I was like, okay, seeing that ball go through the basket, all right, you know, now I belong, let's go, let's play. And, you know, so that's one of the things, you know, that sticks out. You know, obviously I had a great dunk against Kansas. That was a wonderful moment. And then, you know, against Arkansas, you know, my last Final Four experience, we lost that game. Mm-hmm. But I recall there was a point, you know, before the game, we were, once again, they were so deep, they were talented, they were playing at a high level, and we pretty much only played 6-7 guys that year. And here we are midway through the second half, and we're in control. And I'm just, you know, I'm out there, we're in a huddle, and I'm looking at my teammates, and it's like, wow, like, you know, whatever happens going forward, we believe, and we're together. And it was just like, you know, lastly, afterwards, as we, you know, we're leaving Charlotte Coliseum, heading onto the bus, and it just kind of the realization that, you know, I'll never experience this again as a player. And like, man, like, you know, my teammates wearing that jersey, being in college basketball, like, it's over. And, you know, a lot of people experience that, you know, in the regular season, or the, you know, they said that they experienced it early in the tournament. You know, we were fortunate to be in the final game, but it was like you work together, you build together, you do everything together, and then instantly, you know, now it's over. And so those are some of the memories that I have from participating and being a part of the Final Four.
Speaking with Grant Hill, two-time NCAA champion, seven-time NBA All-Star. He's here with the All-State National Association of Basketball Coaches Good Works team through All-State. A couple more questions before we get to that. Grant, I look at a guy like a Frank Kaminsky. He's got the old-school name, and, you know, it is in his career through his junior year, really nothing to talk about, 2 minutes a game, 7 minutes a game, and now he's an All-American. He's a force. Can you remember late bloomers like that that did almost nothing, and then their senior year, something just clicked, and they were amazing?
Well, I mean, he was a great player last year. He had good numbers last year. And, you know, I think the thing with Frank Kaminsky is every year you've seen improvement. You've seen him step his game up. His numbers have improved, his confidence levels. And you don't see that as much. You know, he could very well win, you know, the Player of the Year award. Mm-hmm. You don't see that too often in this day and age from a senior. But, you know, he reminds me a little bit, and people may not remember, but, you know, reminds me a little bit of a Shane Battier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Battier, you know, was a bit of a role player his first 2 years. He was a defender. His numbers weren't gaudy. He didn't put up big numbers. His junior year, you know, there was improvement. And then his senior year, he just exploded and was, you know, College Basketball Player of the Year. But if you went back and look at his numbers from his first year, you know, that wasn't the case. And there's been others. So I'm not, but I mean, yeah, I mean, he's someone who, in this day and age of all the young players who have all this talent and, you know, all the potential, he's kind of a throwback to a different era. And, you know, he has benefited from his time and experience in college and playing for Bo Ryan and just improving and getting better every season.
One NBA question for you, Grant. Lifelong fan of the Golden State Warriors, so it's pretty fun after all these years to be the best team in basketball. But when I'm hearing MVP discussion, it's not just the best player on the best team and Steph Curry and all the things he can do. Most people that I talk to, they're still looking at Harden. They're talking about how Westbrook took Oklahoma City on his back and also LeBron in Cleveland. Of course, now I'm partial to Steph, but what do you think about who you think will be the MVP of the NBA this year?
Well, it's a tough one. I think it comes down to Harden and Curry. And, you know, I think Westbrook has been sensational, but I think they tend to give it to players who have teams that finish high, mm-hmm. and you know, in their respective conferences. And, you know, Oklahoma City is a playoff team now, but they're an 8th seed, so you don't see that happening too much, where you get rewarded for being a 7th or 8th seed in your division or in your conference. I could go either way. I mean, I think part of the MVP debate is always sort of the narrative that's created. And early on, it was a lot about Steph and his team, and they're playing at a high level. And then, you know, what Harden has been doing as of late and just willing his team to victory with Dwight Howard out and staying, you know, in the standings and in the race. I couldn't go wrong either way. Who I think will probably get it, I think it'll probably be Curry.
I hope you're right. All right, let's talk about what's going on with you and the All-State National Association of Basketball Coaches, NABC, Good Works team, and how you're involved, Grant.
Yeah, no, I am so excited to be a part of the NABC Good Works team. I was fortunate enough to be a part last year and had a blast. These young men from all over the country, Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA, all that they do in their respective communities, giving back, making a difference, using their platform as student-athletes at their colleges to really impact people in their communities is just awesome. And so this is what really embodies the spirit of amateur athletics, of college basketball, These young men are just, you know, exceptional. And I, you know, one of the highlights for me, I went last year, was getting a chance to meet them, interact with them. You know, there's a wonderful clinic, Special Olympics. Mateen Cleaves, who's a good friend of mine, also a colleague in television, he's a team ambassador. Mm-hmm. He will be there as well. So it's just a wonderful experience, and to acknowledge the contributions and what they've done, and to do that there at the Final Four, it's awesome. And so I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to see these young men be recognized for all the good works that they do.
And Mateen Cleaves got to be happy about the Spartans.
You know what? I bet he is happy. He is happy, and he should be happy. You know, Tom Izzo has done just a tremendous job. That team, I think, you know, you can look at most of it. You can look at Duke, you can look at Wisconsin and Kentucky, and you could say, okay, back in November, December, there's a good chance that they'll be in the Final Four. I'm not sure many people were saying that or thinking that about Michigan State. Mm-hmm. But what Tom Izzo has done and what those young men on that team have done, coming together, rallying around one another, improving, just playing at a tremendous level. You know, I'm sure Mateen is somewhere smiling, having fun, excited. So I look forward to seeing him, not just with the All-State NABC Good Works team and the Good Works Day, but seeing him there at the Final Four rooting his team on. That's what the tournament's all about.
That's Grant Hill, 19 years in the NBA, seven-time All-Star, one of the best college basketball players of all time. His dad was a pretty good football player, too. Hey, Grant, man, always great having you on the show, and best of luck with All-State and the NABC. Enjoy the Final Four, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.